a new survey list out that talks about the things that people most like to do in their cars. So I do a lot of driving, right? It doesn't matter if it's regional or whatever. I take long drives. I'm also the person that's up to take a nap in their car. I'm always cool with that. Never bothers me. What do you typically do in your car, Sean, that you feel like most people, they'd be like, that's weird, or there's somewhere else that they would do it?
I browse a lot. Browse a lot online, like for shopping purposes. Like I'll be on my Amazon.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I just kind of sit back.
That's actually
pull my seat back.
The number one thing on this list.
Are you kidding me?
It surprised me. So number one thing people are doing in their cars right now, just to pass time or whenever. I mean, that's the thing too. Is it doesn't really specify if you're doing this while you're driving. If you're doing this right while you're in traffic or, you know, sitting on the ferry or anything like that, it doesn't really specify here, by the way. You have to get out of the car now. Anyways, list includes that a lot of people like to shop online in the car, which, again, surprised me because I want to see it like on a bigger screen. I want to scroll and see the specs or whatever. Now, if it's something that I need and I'm familiar with and I know what it is, that's cool. I can order something real quick on my phone in the car. But other than that, I typically want my laptop out, to tell you the truth. Does that make me weird? Does that make me old?
No.
When I say I want to pull out my computer? I mean, it feels like it would. other on the list here is have a good cry in your car.
That's upsetting.
You know, Anna told me she actually had one Valentine's Day where her husband, Paul, before he asked her to marry him, he didn't make a date for them that day. It was when they first started dating. And so she waited and waited and waited, thinking it was like it was going to be a surprise, right? And then when she realized that he actually had no plans whatsoever and he was out, he was not around or whatever, she told me that she made it her mission to eat at McDonald's 3 times in one day that day.
Oh, wow.
And she did. She did. She accomplished her mission, in case you were curious about it. But it was a sad day for her. Sing without fear of being judged. That one I see, too. I do some singing in my car. Do you convince yourself when you're in your car that you're a better singer than you are?
And yeah, I do. There's times I'll be singing in my car. I'm like, wow, I'm good.
Right.
I'll be home, taking a shower, singing. I'm like, what is this?
You think what your life could have been?
Yeah.
Had you made some different choices? You were like, wow, if I hadn't picked up cigarettes for 2 decades,
should've
I could be
hired
a world
singing coach.
Famous singer. That could have been amazing. The truth is that there's not a lot of room to do anything in my car right now. My car is the filthiest of any car that I've ever owned in my life.
Oh, don't tell me that, man. I have OCD. I can't stand when things are messy. I would not want to see your car.
I'm telling you right now, like, it is the worst that it has ever been in my life. I don't know if it's because I'm busier or if I've just discounted it to say I'm too busy to deal with it, but I'm serious. It is the grossest it's ever been of any car that I've ever owned.
Is it really that bad?
Yeah. I will, you know what? You want to go look? I mean, we've got nothing else going on today.
You know what? I kind of do.
You can go take a look, and you can raid my car and let people know what you see in there. Yeah, we'll do that next. Why not?
All right.
Just got this list here that says that the top things that people like to do in their cars nowadays include shopping online while they're driving. Yes. Take selfies, post them to social media, and have a good cry in the car. And I told Sean that my car is so filthy right now. It's dirtier than it's ever been, really. There's not much room to do anything in there whatsoever. So, of course, you know, test the theory. He's down there right now to take a look at the vehicle. Sean.
All right. Well, you know, I'm going to start. Let's start at the trunk. I'm very upset with how messy your car is. So I'm going to go ahead and judge you off that.
Yeah, it's disorganized, man. I mean, I'm actually not even sure all of what's in my vehicle at this point.
Well, I'll tell you what you got in your vehicle, Raven. For starters, in your trunk here, you got an empty box. Looks like a Chardonnay box. I don't know why you even need an empty box in here. You could have gotten rid of that a long time ago. Right next to that is a giant box of books. You got some good ones in here, some Stephen King, some Stuart Onan. Okay, weird, but you got a whole little tub here full of, looks like bungee cords.
Yeah,
that's understandable why you would have that, I would assume.
Right, right. So the empty box of wine is because I had a bunch of booze in there. So I had a bunch of people that had done some favors for me recently. So I went to the liquor store, got a ton of booze, and then drove around town kind of handing that out, becoming a hero again. Plus the books, like, it's not like I have a library. I would like a study in my house, but I don't. So all these old books, I've had this box of them in my garage. I want to take them. I took them to the library, but the library is not accepting books yet. COVID, I guess, or whatever. So I'm waiting for them to be like, no, books are cool again. You can give them to us again. Then I'll drop those books off. But there's no room for them in the garage. So they're just staying in the car right now.
Back seat now, Raven.
Okay.
Back seat. You got what I'm assuming is a dog's water dish. And then drop that right there.
Yeah.
A can of Fix-A-Flat. I'm hoping one of your tires isn't flat. That makes me scared for you to drive.
No, it was my old car. I had a plug in a tire.
You got a lint roller?
Yeah, lint roller and a key with dogs. Very important.
You got a towel here. Looks like a little towel, some bags, a whole box of tissues on the ground. Your headrests aren't even on. These are on the ground in your car.
You know, because it drives me nuts. Every time you pull the levers to put the back seats down so that the hatch is, you know, you got more space back there in the trunk, you got to take the seat tops off. So I just leave them off all the time, man. I'm too busy to put them on and off.
You also got an umbrella back here. That makes sense. Looks like I'm assuming this is a Led Zeppelin album or a whole collection of Led Zeppelin albums.
Oh, yeah, that's the four-disc set. That's also going to the library. I mean, nobody uses CD players anymore.
I don't know what this is. You got, it looks like a light switch. It's sort of broke. A pack of gum. I don't know if these are Oakleys or what kind of glasses these are, but I don't see you wearing these. These are kind of weird for you.
That's the only pair of glasses I have right now, and they were free, thank you.
I don't know, man. I just don't see you wearing something like these. Definitely look weird to me. Pieces of paper. You got napkins all over your passenger side door, man. Like, I can understand wanting napkins, but do you need this many napkins? How often are you blowing your nose?
I just want to make sure if something happens, if there's any spillage, I'm covered.
All right, let's look at the good part here. Oh, look at this. You got a water bottle under your seat here. I don't know how long this has been here for. How long has this been here for?
I didn't even know it was there, so I'm guessing a long time.
Yeah, tons of gum wrappers kind of littered across the ground here. Raven, you got to do something about this car, man. This car is messy.
I told you I won't be sleeping in there, but it's a good place for a cry.